Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yevamos Perek Vav Mishnah Daled Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Afayin Reziva Gahagun B'Karav Mamish. A Mishnah Daled tells us Kohen Gadol Lo Yisa Almana. A Kohen Gadol is now in marrying Almana, and that comes from a Beferish pasuk in the Torah. And this is Bein Almana Min Erusin, Bein Almana Min Nisuin. Whether she's an Almana from Erusin or from Nisuin, that means even though she never had Bia with the person whom she was previously married to, because she only accepted Kiddushin from him, she's still considered an Almana, and she's now married Kohen Gadol. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Lohisis HaBegeres. A Kohen Gadol is now married by Geres. A Begeres is a girl who's 12 and a half years old and above, and the reason why is because when she hits Begeres stage, she already starts losing some of her Besulim. And the Pasuk says that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula, and she's not considered a full-fledged Besula, according to the Tanna Kamma. However, Blazer Reb Shimon Machshirim HaBegeres, Reb Blazer Reb Shimon allow a Kohen Gadol to marry a Begeres, that's because of a drasha from the Pasuk. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Vlaisis Mukas Eitz. A Kohen Gadol is now going to marry a woman who's a Mukas Eitz, meaning she's not a Besula anymore, but that's because she got a wound. She fell on a piece of wood or something else happened, and that's why she lost her Besulim. Still, she's not considered a Besula, and he's not going to marry her. The Mishnah continues, Eretz Almanah and Isman Elias Kohen Gadol. Let's say a regular Kohen gave Kedushin to an Almanah, and then he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. Yichnois, he's allowed to marry her. Since he started the process beheter, he's allowed to continue. And umayas b'Yeshua ben Gamla shekidush martabas baisos, there's a story with Yeshua ben Gamla, who was a kayin, who was makadush martabas baisos, who was an almana, and then we know amelech li'ez kayin gadol, the king appointed him to be the kayin gadol, who can also, and he married her. Another scenario, shemeres yavim shenafel f'nei kayin hadyot, if shemeres yavim fell to a kayin hadyot, and he's allowed to marry her, even though she's an almana, because he's a kayin hadyot, but then v'nisman li'ez kayin gadol, he was appointed to be the kayin gadol, afol pisha also b'maimer, even though he had done maimer. And this is while he was still a kohen hadyot, so there's somewhat of a connection between them. Harei ze lo yichnais, he's not allowed to marry her. That's because maimer is not as strong as a regular kiddushin, and therefore now, currently, as a kohen gadol, he's not allowed to marry her because she's an almana. And lastly, kohen gadol shemeis achiv, if a kohen gadol's brother died, chayot zolei miyabim, he does chalitza and not yibum. And even though we already know this, the chiddush of the Mishnah repeating this is to tell us that even though during chalitza she spits towards him, and you might say that that's a lack of covet to the kohen gadol, nonetheless, we still do chalitza. And moving on to Mishnah. A kohen hadyot lo yisa islandess. A kohen hadyot is not allowed to marry an islandess, which is a woman who cannot have children, elam ken yeshla ishu banim, unless he has a wife and kids, which means he already has to be married to a woman that could provide him with kids, meaning she's not an islandess, or he already has to have children, and only then he's allowed to marry an islandess. However, Reb Yehuda says, afal pishi yeshla ishu banim, even if he's already married or already has children, lo yisa islandess, he's still not allowed to marry an islandess. Why? Shehi zayna amura b'tayra, because she's the zayna that the Torah is talking about. The Torah says that a kohen is not allowed to marry a zayna, and an islandess, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, is considered a zayna, so he's not allowed to marry an islandess at all. However, Rachamim say, "Ein zayna ela giyares u'mshachrares v'shenev lo bilasnos." The only women that are considered a zayna is a giyares, a woman who used to be a guy, and that's because we say the guyim are shtufim biznos, and she for sure was nivel to a guy before she became a yid, or u'mshachrares, which is a shifcha, who obviously used to be not Jewish, and then she was freed, becoming a full-fledged Jew, or a regular Yiddish woman who had bia with someone who's possible to her, so that makes her into a zayna as well. These are women that are considered a zayna who are not allowed to marry a kayin. However, an islandess, according to the Chachamim, is not considered a zayna, and she's allowed to marry a kayin hadyet, again, as long as he has an isha ubanim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and on to Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.